I'd like to step back a bit and look at the what are the circumstances and what's behind the circumstances. In verse 1, we're told that the children of Moab, the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites. Now in verse 10, we learn that it was the children of Esau from Mount Seir. But when the enemy comes, we do not see totally what he's bringing against us. So he brings the children of Moab, he brings the children of Ammon, but he brings more beyond them. It's not just a few. He brings a whole avalanche to try to overwhelm by numbers. But then in verse 2, God is also seeing what is going on. So there came some which told Jehoshaphat, there cometh a great multitude against thee. So God is giving Jehoshaphat warning that what is coming is not just a multitude, it's not just an army, but a great multitude. Remember when, I think it was one of the kings of Syria, I don't remember his name, but he called his people together, tell me which of you is for the king of Israel. Because everything I discuss, they're finding out. Every time I try to fight the children of Israel, they're finding out. And he said that there was someone who was everything you discuss in your private chamber, he could tell the children of Israel. You see, God also provides us with warnings when the enemy comes against us. What is our response? And Jehoshaphat shows what the response needs to be. We need to turn and seek the Lord. We need to proclaim a fast. I remember a brother who used to say, a fast is like what Job says, I esteem the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. He didn't say just my food. Food is necessary. But the words of the mouth were more important than my necessary food. A fast is denying ourselves of what is necessary and turning to the one who gives all the help that we can stand in need of. So behind the scenes, the enemy is saying, I'm going to crush you by numbers. And God is saying, I'm going to give you warning what is coming. Now let me see what you are going to do now that you know what is coming against you. Brethren, this is a challenge for us. The enemy doesn't give up. Brother Hadley, said that the roaring lion is trying to terrorize the prey. And you know, a roaring lion only goes after what has life. He does, if he roars and it's dead meat, it won't hear him. But he goes after what has life. That's why the devil comes after believers. Because believers have life in Christ. And this is why the enemy was coming with a great multitude to terrorize. But God is saying to us, our Lord is saying to us, what are you going to do now that you hear that this great multitude is coming? The answer, proclaim a fast. His word is more important than the necessary food. We seek the Lord. May he help us thus to do.